Megan Maroney with Beautiful Things, 103.7 WHHT. We are celebrating FFA Week, and I have some FFA members from Barron County High School in studio with me this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How is everyone?
Doing great.
Good. You're out of class for a little bit, so that's got to be a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I have Ann Claire, Kira, and Brooklyn in with me, and all three of you are officers. So would each of you kind of tell me a little bit about what office you hold and what impact FFA has had on you?
So I am the Sentinel this year, and I like to say that that is the friend to everybody. I get to talk with our members and kind of get them involved. And the impact FFA has had on me, it's really given me a family. I have so much fun with all of the other officers and our members, and it's taught me a lot of really great skills. My public speaking skills have gotten a lot better, and just being able to talk to new people that I might not know.
Okay.
It's become a lot easier with FFA.
All right. It does. They give you a lot of tools and teach you a lot of different things, so you are able to speak. I will, and speak in front of people. I know that was probably a little nerve-wracking on Monday night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes. But did your speech go okay?
Yes, it did. I was nervous about it, but it was good.
Okay, wonderful. Kira, we'll go with you next. So tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'm Kira Moore, and I'm the parliamentarian for Barron County FFA. And the things that FFA has brought to me was, I used to not really been able to just go do things and stuff, but FFA has been able to open me up to go try new things and really get me the chances and opportunities FFA has really given me. And I've been able to do more things and find all the things that I love and build me those connections that I need to get mm-hmm. me prepared in life. Mm-hmm. And it's really brought me the best people in my life, especially, again, what Brooklyn said was a family, and I've never felt more, this has felt more than a family like ever. It's just such a good community to be in a great club with the best people.
I feel like everyone just gets along. You know, there's no competition except, you know, occasionally when you have to compete against each other. But everyone, you know, is on the same page, and you're all getting along with each other. And I think that's a great thing. You know, and of course, FFA teaches you that and your leadership skills and that sort of thing. Ann Claire, what about you, my dear? So I know Ann Claire's mom. I'm not going to embarrass you too much, but
no, you're fine.
But Ann Claire looks just like her mama, Robin. It's like going back in time for just a few moments because Robin and I went to school together. But Ann Claire, tell us a little bit about you and the position that you hold, the office that you hold, and what FFA has done for you.
So I'm the historian this year, so I do a lot with our news outlets and our chapter scrapbook. But Kira and Brooklyn kind of hit all the bases of what FFA is to me. But I really think it's a lot about who you know and not always what you know. And FFA is a great networking opportunity. I've met so many industry professionals that I truly have a close relationship with. So if there's ever something that I need or internships, that's always a great thing. Kind of have a leg up on those types of things.
All right. Now, what year? Are you a senior?
I'm a junior
this year.
You're
a junior. So do you have plans for college? Do you know what you're going to be doing yet?
I'm interested in law. I actually intern at the USDA office here in town.
Yeah.
So trying to see how the government can work with farmers and those making of those contracts. It's really interesting to me. I think it's something that's really important because, you know, times are tough for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And without agriculture, we don't have anything. So being able to play a part with that and, you know, work with farmers is something I really love. So
that's a great path. Kira, what about you? Are you a junior or a senior?
I am a senior this year.
Okay. So what does college look like for you?
So right now I am planning to go to Oklahoma State University
okay.
to pursue a degree in animal science. And hopefully in animal science, I'll be able to study repro and physiology to go into more embryology, because I like the way that with embryo transfer and it's starting to make such an impact on the industry right now. And it's always fascinated me with everything in the whole process. And it's just been a thing like, oh, I want to do this.
That's very interesting. I love that. And Brooklyn, tell us a little bit about what your plans are.
So I'm going to go to Western Kentucky University and major in ag education, with the hopes of being an agriculture teacher and having the same impact that my teachers had on me for some future students.
I bet Mr. Mitchell loves that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, it has been a pleasure to have all three of you ladies in this morning, and we'll talk a little bit more in just a few moments about the rest of the activities that they have going on for FFA week. So we'll be back in about 6 minutes. Here's Eric Church on WHHT. Flatland Cavalry, Never Coming Back on 103.7 WHHT. Hello, hello, good morning. This morning I have Ann Claire, Kira, and Brooklyn in from FFA there at Berrien County High School. We're going to talk about the themes for the next couple of days, and they have a big event happening tomorrow night. So Ann Claire, you want to kick us off with what today's theme is?
Today is Dressed Like a Farmer Day. So we have lots of boots and jeans. Mr. Mitchell, our advisor, actually wore his overalls today. So he is looking snazzy. We'll give him a little shout out.
All right. Awesome. And let's see. Tomorrow's theme is what, Brooklyn?
Jeans and jackets. So FFA members can wear their blue jeans and their FFA jackets. But if they don't have a jacket, you can wear a shirt, like an FFA shirt.
Okay. Great way to wrap up the week. And then you all have your FFA Olympics. So, Kira, tell us a little bit about this.
Yes. So, we have Ag Olympics. And so, everyone from FFA, our members are able to stay after school. And we have all kinds of games, Olympic games, and we all compete. A lot of us like to be very competitive. Mm-hmm. And also, we all get together and we have all kinds of games to bond with each other, talk to each other. It's a really good time. And we also have a little sweet snack. We'll have a little ice cream bar. Okay. And personally, and I think for all of us in this room, that's one of our favorite activities of the year.
Okay.
But it's a really good time.
All right. Now, I may put you on the spot just a little bit, but this question just came to me. So what is the best way for someone in the community to support FFA, to support you ladies?
Today is actually, I'm glad you asked. Today is Give FFA Day. Okay. So it is like our national fundraiser for FFA. They can go there to the national FFA website and donate. That goes to our SAE grants, which I've won a $500 SAE grant. I'm sure a couple of us other officers here have as well. But it's a great opportunity for people who want to invest in our future agriculture leaders. So go ahead and participate in Give FFA Day.
I love that. I'm glad I asked that question. It was perfect. So ladies, thank you for being here this morning and letting us know what FFA has done for each of you and just the fun that you guys are having this week. So we appreciate that very much. I have eight in a row that I will kick off next.